We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're so glad that you are here. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I'll begin reading at verse 22. Nay, much more those members of the body, which seem to be more feeble, are necessary. And those members of the body, which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. This is a reminder in this passage of Scripture of how we are to treat each other in the body of Christ. As it says there are some that feel that others are feeble. Some members of the body are feeble, and yet others they think less honorable. Now these are individuals who may be gifted that God has given to the church. And they look around and say, well, that person over there is not as gifted as I am. What does the Bible say? How are we supposed to act that way? Well, first of all, pride should not enter into it. First of all, who gave you those gifts? You didn't come up with them on your own. The moment you were saved, the Holy Spirit indwelt your heart, and you were given the gifts necessary to minister in the church, to minister as a Christian. So those are outside of yourself. We're going to learn more about that in the worship service today as we consider God's calling of the disciples. But those of us that may not have as many gifts as other people, God says that you are necessary. I think back many, many years I've dealt with people, and some people say, I just don't think I can do that. I don't think I have the ability to do that or whatever. So why don't you try? And maybe you have that ability, maybe you don't, but we'll never know until you try. You see, folks, we don't know this side of heaven all of the gifts that God has given to His children. I don't pretend to know all of your gifts, and you probably have an idea of the ones that I have and don't have, but we don't know. Only God knows the gifts that He's given to us, and our responsibility is to find out those gifts and abuse. But be careful, lest your heart gets lifted up with pride and say, well, I have much more gifts than other people have. Let me tell you something. They're all necessary. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble. Here's your reminder. They are necessary. And then beyond that, and those members of the body which we think, all right, this is us thinking here. We think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. Watch out for pride. Watch out for pride. What are we to do? We are to consider ourselves under the matchless grace of God. And anything we may have is His gift to us. And I'm not to lift myself up in pride. And I'm to encourage other believers in Christ to discover and find out those gifts that God has given to them. And maybe they're less gifted, but they're still necessary. God has a purpose for them. We should give them more abundant honor, the Bible says. Why is there so much tension in churches today? It seems like there's so much tension between people and so on. Because of pride and arrogance. There needs to be a humbling of ourselves before God, knowing that every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights. It doesn't well up within us. It was already there. We just had to fan the flames a little bit and spark forth, and I am so wonderful and good. No, absolutely not. In the church, God has given the gift of people with gifts to minister and to help. And I am so thankful this morning for the gifts that God has given this church through individuals. What a blessing it is to be around God's people and to see the gifts and what people can do that you can't do. The things that they're able to minister with and the helps and administration, things you can't do. Do we sit around and moan and say, oh Lord, I wish You would have given me those gifts? No. You take the gifts that God has given to you and you be thankful for them and use them with every ounce of your being through His power for His glory and for His honor. Do I hear an amen? No pride. Humble spirits. Humble spirits in God's work and in this house, the local church. May God help us to have that kind of spirit.